Okay, there is great anger. Oh, there is so much fucking anger. The fucking anger levels. On a scale of 1 to 10, the anger level is about 700 billion. Just so much fucking anger. So much stupidity surrounds me. It's like I wake up in the morning and it's like there's this blanket of stupidity fucking smothering me. Christ, I don't even know where to start. Here, I'll start here. It's 10:45 hours. That's 10:45 a.m. for you civilians. I have not yet had anything to eat other than 7 gummy bears, and I'm drinking a fucking martini made with Bootles Gin, which I'm testing out the Bootles Gin. God damn it, I have anger. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the trumpet for your cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. My ballsack, your mouth, go fuck yourself, especially if you're a goddamn fucking software programmer. I have fucking had it with you people. I use the term people loosely, the way I use many things loosely, here on Stating the Obvious podcast, which just so happens to be the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile my intellect comes in on that destroys motherfucking status all over. Today, we're gonna blow up some fucking computer programmers. You fucking guys who write software, I am so fucking had it with you dumbasses. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, you're all just these fucking programming fucking loser nerds sitting around just fucking masturbating to your own fucking code. Aaron fucking Clary, goddamn computer programming son of a... No, he's not. Aaron just recently-ish, I only saw this... I'll put a link to this in the show notes. Hold on, let me get a fucking piece of paper so I can start making a list of what I'm going to put in the fucking show notes. God damn it, I have anger. God! Today is the 18th of October in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, who has still not built a wall or any concentration camps. I'm disappointed. I expected no less, but there it is. All right, Clary... what do you call that? Cryptocurrency. Link. I will link to Aaron's blog post on this topic. Here, let me give you the very short version. Aaron's talking about how there's all these cryptocurrencies coming out and yada, 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 and all this stuff. And one of the points he makes in passing is how much of this is just a bunch of nerds jerking off to their coins. And this is true. All right, this is true. We will harken back to when the Bitcoin billionaire was here, and I'm pretty sure I told you guys this story. But, you know, he's telling me, oh, yeah, this is the new cryptocurrency I'm into, and, oh, this is all, and they're doing this, and they've got this encryption, and all this other shit. And I'm, you know, and he, I'm pretty sure I told you guys this story. He's like, oh, it's so easy to trade these coins. Here, I'll show you how. And it took him an hour because he's got to download software and he's got to go in his password manager. And it's like, everything's encrypted. I'm just like, dude, you just wasted an hour of your life that you could have been trail running or hiking or drinking a beer with your friends or getting rejected by girls or podcasting. I'm just like, you know, oh, this is the bad, this coin's really gonna take off because they've got 392.77 divided by the square root of 1 levels of encryption. Like, who gives a fuck? And Clary in his blog post points out I don't remember, but to me, this is not just an important aspect of cryptocurrency. Okay, this is the defining aspect of cryptocurrency. The one and only defining... Hold on, I gotta take my fucking sweater off because I'm already goddamn fucking about to die of heat stroke. I'm so pissed off that my body is overheating. The number one fucking defining aspect of a fucking cryptocurrency that determines if it has value or not, it's real simple. Can you exchange it for real shit? And as Aaron points out in the blog post, right now there's only 4 coins that you can really exchange for anything real. And it's Bitcoin by far. And there's, I forget the number, there's 900, 1,000 something different cryptocurrencies now. Because it's just fucking computer programming losers who probably don't have girlfriends ever in their lives sitting around. I mean, my God, guys. 1,000 fucking cryptocurrencies. Really? We need this? And you, what? What is wrong with you people? Well, let's add some more. Well, this cryptocurrency will be awesome because it'll have 3,962,447 times infinity divided by the square root of -1 multiplied by 32-bit encryption. It'll have that much encryption. Who fucking cares? If I can't buy groceries with it, who gives a fuck? But no, you're all sitting around fucking jacking off. Great one. What does it have to... Shut up. This is my podcast. I'm doing this. I am so fucking sick of people who fucking program software. You morons. You have no fucking clue. You just... It's, well, if we put more, if we have more... It'll be better. But then the shit you have that people want to use, no, you're going to fucking take that out. Okay, I don't even know where to start. Let's just start with Amazon.com. Amazon.com fucking has just sucks fucking balls. Oh, let's start with this. Let's start with this. Hold on, let me have a drink of martini. I am fucking enraged. I'm so fucking enraged. I bet you didn't notice that the Great One is enraged, did you? Bet you didn't have a fucking clue. All right, hang on. I need to bring this up. Okay. Let me put this on the list. Okay. Great one. Why should we listen to the Marketing Over Coffee podcast, which I talked about 3 episodes ago? And I gave you some reasons. Here's another reason, is to hear people being wrong. I am binging on Marketing Over Coffee right now. I have something around 160 episodes that I'm listening to because I haven't listened to it in years. So it comes out once a week. I've got 160 something episodes. You do the math. I've got 3 years of the podcast. I'm listening to 3 years worth of this podcast. And I just listened to an episode from years ago where they talked about Amazon.com buying Comixology. Now, for those of you who don't know what Comixology is, that's fine. It's a website where I know, only because I've seen it talked about. You could go to Comixology and you could get, whether it's free or whether you're buying them, digital versions of comics, which I never do because, as you guys know, I don't want to fucking read on a goddamn computer screen. I don't want a fucking digital comic book because why? If I'm going to get a comic book, I want a real fucking comic book. I don't want a fucking digital comic book. The other function of Comixology and why I use it is because you could utilize it to interface with your local comic book store and manage your pull list. So, for example, my comic book store, I go and log into Comixology, I have my account, and through there, it's go, okay, this is what I want you to pull for me. You know, you pull Supergirl, and you pull Knights of the Dinner Table, and you pull Gold Digger. You don't pull Bombshells. I bought one issue of Bombshells, and it was terrible. And I bought another issue of Bombshells a few months later because it has Supergirl in it. And as you guys know, I have a Supergirl fetish. And I'm like, okay, it's Supergirl. I'll fucking buy it. It's still fucking terrible. Like, oh God, it's so fucking terrible. Okay, but so you use Comixology and then my comic book store, you know, via Comixology, I select my comic book store. The information goes to the comic book store. They pull the stuff that I want them to pull. They put it in my box. And then I go there and I get it. And by the way, you can send me email. If you want to send me love mail, hate mail, whatever, at God, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. There's been a What for me is a torrential influx of fan mail lately. I'll read some of that. Maybe not today because I'm in anger mode. But I've gotten emails from multiple people out there. You know who you are. Thank you very much. I will respond on the podcast to all fan mail that I receive unless I just pure fuck up and somehow it slips past me. Okay? So you will get a podcast response and possibly even an email response. You in Grand Junction, I know I need, by the time you hear this, I may have responded to you already. Okay, but you are being read. Okay. Comixology. Years ago was bought by Amazon.com. And the two guys, John and Chris, on Marketing Over Coffee podcast are talking about, oh yeah, this is a great thing. They've been bought and now Amazon and now they've got all this and oh, it's really going to go to new heights and all this other shit. Guess what? Amazon.com has now announced that Comixology is closing down. And now all the comic book stores who have used Comixology as their way of managing their pull list, what are they going to do? I got the email from my comic book store. They don't know what they're going to do. Again, it's not like they were sitting around going, what's going to happen when Comixology goes away? I get that. But the point is, they allowed themselves, let's see, here it is. Comixology will be shutting down on March 31st, 2018. Right? So they're looking at their options. But once again, when you rely, guys, this is why I know. Your fucking smartphone. I know the internet. I know smartest generation ever. I know. Why should I write something on a piece of paper when I can use the internet? Why should I own a book? Guys, this is why you don't fucking rely on technology. Because more and more and more, it's not like the old days where you had some technology and you had a desktop computer and maybe you had some software and you put the software on the computer and it ran forever. Now, with shit like this, there's comic book stores all across the United States of America, possibly across the world. I don't know, Canada, Great Britain, who have all relied upon Comixology to manage their subscription list. And now Amazon.com has decided to shut it down. And now all of these people are fucked. Now, I'm old. I'm the great one. I'm always right, except for that one time when I said Hillary Clinton would win the election, which I was still partially right because I said there's more parasites than producers. Hillary Clinton did get more actual fucking raw votes because the parasites do outnumber the producers. So even though I was wrong about the outcome of the election, I was right about the mechanics of the election. The parasites, who should all be exterminated, do outnumber the producers. Hold on, I gotta remember what the fuck I was talking about. I'm so fucking angry. I'm seeing red. I'm not fucking joking. It's just, I look at the world around me right now, I see nothing but fucking red. I see blood of computer programmers running down the walls because I've smashed their fucking heads in with baseball bats. I was talking about how old I am. See, I'm old. I remember when the comic book store, what the fuck was the name? Third Planet. When I lived in Houston, Texas, there was a dance club called Blue Planet where I went on Friday and Saturday nights and it was fucking awesome. The other cool dance club when I was there was the Lizard Lounge. The comic book store was called Third Planet. It was opened up by a guy who was a Vietnam vet. He started off in this small little storefront somewhere, and pretty soon he became so successful. He got a new building. I don't know if he built it or bought it or rented it, whatever. But he moved into this building. I don't know what the square footage of it was, but it was huge. I mean, not just comic books, but games and toys and like just everything sort of comic and anime and manga related. And I mean, his business just exploded. So back in the olden days, you know, when I was your age and shit, when we didn't have the fucking internet, because we weren't a bunch of goddamn losers, we had to actually talk to people in real life, he managed people's pull list with this thing called a piece of fucking paper. And he had a computer program right there on his computer. And then, you know, he would you would say what you wanted, and he'd write it on a piece of paper, and he'd type it in, and each week when the show, he'd print out. It would say, like, who gets Supergirl, and all these people, or whatever. But he used local software on a goddamn desktop computer. I know, I've got to hear about this shit all the time. Well, the age of the desktop computer is coming to an end. Everything is on cell phones now. Yes, it is. And here's the problem with that. When everything is on the cell phone, that means it can go away instantly. Now, can the corporation still come in and erase the shit that's on my computer hard drive? Yes, as long as it's plugged into the internet. And the day is coming where I may have to just unplug my computer from the internet. The day is coming where I may have one computer that's on the internet and one computer that's not. But until then, now everybody's managing their sublist with Comicology. With this software that they don't own, they don't control, they have nothing. And when it goes away, you're standing there with your fucking dick in your hand. Why? Because some fucking douchebags at Amazon.com just decided to do it. I don't know why. I have no idea why they're closing it. Here we go. Let's do this. Because I don't. Why? Let's try fucking googlefag.com. I fucking the anger. The anger of you guys, you don't understand. You do not understand how much fucking anger I have right now. It's not just the Comixology. I mean, this is actually the least of my anger things. This is just a good example. Why is Amazon closing Comixology? Comixology. Nope. See, I get all this shit. In 2014, Amazon buys Comicology. Okay, so I don't see anything on here about, there's nothing coming up on Google as to why they're doing this. Comicology, there's our Amazon banned. What? Amazon post $437 million loss in 2014. Fantastic. I heard, yeah. All right, anyway, no, just hold on. Let me just fucking focus. What is this shit? Tools. I'm fucking clicking on the goddamn link. Can we fucking do something? What is going on? Oh my fucking god. Once again, programmers. Why? Why does this not work? Why? All news, recent, past month. Okay, google.com. I search for why is Amazon closing Comixology in the last month? Not one fucking result. Everything's on the internet. I don't need it. I'm the smartest generation ever. Everything is on the internet. Oh my god, okay, so I typed in, why is Comixology closing in news for the past month? I got one fucking link. Let's see what it says here. Blah, blah, blah. It's closing. Okay. As of next year, Comixology is closing down all of their pull list and retailer portals. So Comixology, the part where Amazon via Comixology sells you digital comic books, is not going away. In fact, it says here, quote, we've decided to focus all our development efforts on our digital comic books. So they're not closing Comixology. They're closing down the pull list retailer interface aspect of it. Oh, okay. This doesn't really change the Great One's point. This is good information. Oh, good God. All right, hang on. I got to click on that link. No, it's not porn, but it should be. No, I don't give a fuck, Facebook. Go away. Go away, Facebook. Go fuck yourself. The point remains the same. Comic book retailers all across the United States have come to rely upon Comicology, and now it's gone. And now they're standing there with their fucking dicks in their hand because they outsourced shit to a bunch of douchebag computer programmers. Did I ever finish bitching about fucking cryptocurrency? The point is, well, no, it's just the same. It's like, well, look at our coin. Our coin has this feature. No one gives a shit. The only fucking feature that matters is, can I fucking buy groceries with it? All this other stuff does, and this is the problem with computer programmers, with software programmers. It's like, well, look, my thingy, my app has 73 different things in it, and yours only has 72. Mine must be better. Okay, let's get back to Amazon. Hold on, I need martini. Fucking anger, guys, anger. I have so much anger. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Quick digression. I'll put links in this. Link to WordFence. Apparently there's an uptick in attack scanning for SSH private keys on websites. I'll put the link in there. You can read it. Also, there is, if you haven't heard about this, and I don't know a lot about it yet, there is a Wi-Fi vulnerability, which is being called CRACK, K-R-A-C-K, which is in, let me read this real quick, make sure I get this right. It can crack WPA2 encryption. Now, you say, great one. Well, what uses WPA2 encryption? Wi-Fi devices. Well, great one. What Wi-Fi devices? All of them. Here's the short version. Every object you have that connects to a Wi-Fi, and here's the thing, there's no telling how long this fucking, what's the word? Vulnerability has been there. The fact is that now everybody on the planet Earth knows about the vulnerability. Until your WPA2 encryption software or firmware is upgraded, now that everyone knows about it, you should assume anything you send across the Wi-Fi is being intercepted and decrypted. I mean, this is big, because this is every device that connects to the fucking internet. Once again, I know you love your cell phone and your Wi-Fi. I do not log into any of my websites on a Wi-Fi connection. I don't send credit card numbers over Wi-Fi connections. I do that shit from my home with the fucking computer that's plugged in with a fucking network cable. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm invulnerable to having my shit intercepted and stolen. Okay, your shit's still going across the internet, it's still encrypted, the encryption can still be broken, yada, yada, yada. But the point is, those of you who like go into fucking coffee shops and log into your websites or fucking put your credit card data across that, you are fucking tempting fate. And now that this has happened, and like I said, now that everyone on the planet Earth knows that the WPA2 security can be fucking broken, the hackers are probably going insane right now. Because it'll take a while for everybody to update their software to cover this problem. But it's okay, because the internet is the fucking miracle. The internet is the answer to everything. You just go to Google, it's like magic. It's the fucking infinity of the internet. All right, back to fucking programmers. Back to the douchebag programmers who wrote the WPA2 and have the fucking vulnerability. Okay, Amazon.com. The Amazon affiliate. Jesus fucking Christ, what a giant fucking waste of time. As you may or may not know, if you go over to CLS.link, where my Amazon affiliate link can be found. I say, great one. Why isn't the link just directly on your website? Well, because my website contains pornography, according to Amazon.com. So I can't put the link on my website because my website, I'm not making this up. I wrote a post about this. It's there on the website. Amazon emailed me and said, oh, this website cannot be an affiliate website because it has pornography on it. Now, if they'd have said you're a fucking alt-righter or hate speech or, you know, anything misogyny, racist, sexist, homophobic, I'd have believed that. But pornography. Really? Pornography. I thought about writing back and saying, could you show me the pornography? Could you send me a link to the pornography? But it's not. I'm not going to fucking argue with a corporation because I have a fucking life. I have shit to do, right? Arguing with Amazon.com, that's like trying to move Mount Everest with a straw. I'm not going to fucking argue with Amazon.com. Fuck Amazon.com. If you've been over to cls.link, you will see that there's a list there of books and specific objects, and you click on it, it takes you directly to that thing, and it has the fucking affiliate link embedded. And what I was intending to do, my vision, was to, over time, build this up by including links to specific books that I recommend, that I've liked, and specific items and objects and stuff like that. Once again, only things that I personally have purchased or at least utilized, if I didn't purchase at least, because I don't fucking plug shit that I don't use, right? When you hear me say, hey, you should listen to Aaron Clary, I've listened to his podcast. When you hear me say, you should listen to Adam Piggott, I listen to Adam Piggott. I read Adam Piggott. When I say, you should listen to Marketing Over Coffee, I listen to Marketing. When I say, you should buy Murdered Out Blend from Black Rifle Coffee Company, that's what I drink. When I say you should drink Plymouth Gin, it's because I drink that. I don't fucking pimp shit that I don't have experience with. I'm not a fucking sellout. Unless you have enough money. Now, if you give me enough money, yes, I will pimp your product without using it, knowing it, even if it's a total piece of shit. Because am I a whore? Yes, the great one is a fucking whore. I will spread my fucking legs for anybody who has enough money. I am a fucking whore. Speaking of whores, let's get back to Amazon.com. So what I was... Hold on a second, I gotta check this over here. Oh, god damn it. Here we fucking go. Trying to compile software. Still... The last podcast, when I was bitching about compiling software, still trying to fucking... Why? Oh, because computer programmers. Because we just can't fucking... No, we have to fucking change shit. We have to jack shit up. And then when you try to compile the software, oh, now it doesn't work. Because it can't find the fucking library. Even though, hey, dumbass, the fucking library is right here. Why? Why do you have to change shit? The shit's worked for how many fucking years has Qt Web Engine worked? It's worked for but no, oh no, now we've got to fuck it up. No, because see, we're going to add one more fuck, actually added two more fucking features, which I tried to disable, but oh my god, no, it's still, it can't fucking do it. Because, oh, I got a computer programmer. I've never had a girlfriend. So I'm going to put one more fucking useless fucking feature in here. It's a good thing I don't have any anger. Okay. Amazon.fucking.com. Affiliate program. I was going to build the links, right? I was going to build up the link library. You'd be able to go, oh, here's all the books the great one recommends. And, oh, look, here's the podcasting shit the great one uses. And, look, here's the fucking blow-up sex doll the great one bought on Amazon. Okay. When you go to the, you got to go to the Amazon link fucking thingy, and you go in there and you got to search for the fucking product, and then you got to go through all this shit, and then you got to click, and there's so much clicking. So I would want to get a book, for example. Who Stole Feminism? There we go. I'm looking on the shelf here. By Christina Hoff Sommers. So you have to log in. Then you go to the affiliate thingy. And then you say, oh, I want to build a link. So you type in, who stole film with Christina Hoff Summers? And then it shows you this list of things. So then you got to click on the list. You got the fucking code with just the text, or the code with the picture, the code. And then you got to click on that. And also shit. Okay, look, Amazon. Number one. My affiliate account and my account by which I buy things and normally log in, it's the same fucking account. Okay, Amazon fucking programmers. Fucking loser ass fucking non-girlfriend douchebags. Why is it when I'm fucking logged in to Amazon.com and I'm not in the affiliate section, I'm right over here in the part where I'm shopping, okay? And I get a fucking link and I get to the fucking object I want to buy or that I've bought or whatever. Why isn't there just a goddamn button right there that I can click and get the goddamn affiliate link to that product? And you say, great one. What's the big deal about having to go through the link builder on the... Here's the big fucking deal. You can't find shit. Now, here's the thing. I have done this. Not making this up. This is fact. This is when I finally lost my patience and said, fuck it. I'm trying to find something via the goddamn link builder search. I can't find it. So I go into my past purchases or my wish list or whatever, and I find the fucking object. It's right there. It's on Amazon.com. It's available. It's for sale. It's got a fucking price on it. Fucking capitalism. All this shit. It's right fucking there. It's on the fucking internet. It must be true. I fucking copy the goddamn title of the fucking object. Let's say it's the book. Who Stole Feminism? I take the fucking mouse and I select Who Stole Feminism. I copy it. I go to the fucking Amazon link builder. I paste it in. I hit the fucking search. I get no results. How is it that Amazon.com can't fucking find an object that's on Amazon.com? Fuck, I can't talk. The hatred. The anger and the fucking hatred right now. How can Amazon.com not find a fucking object that is on Amazon.com when I fucking search for the exact fucking title as it appears on Amazon.com? And I will tell you the answer. It's because computer programmers don't have girlfriends. It's because you're a bunch of fucking losers who think that if you just shove more fucking code into it, give it more goddamn complexity, that's gonna make it better. My fucking notes. Okay, let's talk about fucking things up. God damn it. Firefox. We know Firefox is by Mozilla. They're the faggots who fired the guy because he's against homosexual marriage, because they're all into tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism, as long as you don't have an opinion that's different than theirs. Okay, so Firefox was ideologically is a shithole. Their browser has been pretty fucking good. Okay, suddenly Firefox is just going to shit. Because Firefox has always been my go-to browser. Now they're rolling out the new version. And it's like, oh, and the add-ins are going to be different, and we're going to do it differently. And oh, by the way, we're just going to turn off your old fucking add-ons and not let you use them anymore. And the shit's starting to break, and it's getting clunky, and it's going to shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? So then we got the Firefox developer. So I got to use the Firefox developer to fucking use the internet, because normal Firefox is so fucking broken that I can't even fucking use it. Now the problem with this is that on the normal Firefox I have the NoScript, which prevents scripts from running and the ad blockers and all this other stuff. Because I don't like looking at advertisements. I don't like fucking pop-up windows. And all this other shit that you fucking sheep, you've just become acclimatized to this shit on the internet. To you, looking at advertisements, like when I go to YouTube in Firefox with the ad blockers, I don't see advertisements. I don't. So when I go to YouTube on a web browser that doesn't have ad blockers and I see the advertisements, I'm always like, what the fuck is this? This is a video I clicked on. And it's like, I realize, oh shit, it's an advertisement. So I'm having to use Firefox Developer right now for most of my web browsing because I'm trying to get the fucking normal Firefox to work. And there's two levels. There's the level that because I don't have a script blocker and an ad blocker installed, I'm seeing the internet that the sheep see. I'm getting all the pop-up messages and the fucking advertisements and shit. And it's like, how in the fuck can you people stand this? But then I think you're not very intelligent though. But then I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, my God, there are fucking programmers out there who are writing all of this code to deliver all these advertisements and these pop-ups and these websites that are cluttered up with advertisements and fucking flashing GIFs and fucking movies. It's like I go to a website and I go to meetup.com with the blockers and it's like, boom, there's meetup. But I go to meetup.com without the fucking blockers and there's like videos playing and all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Why? You know, people, my internet is slow. Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with the massive amounts of fucking useless fucking video and advertisements that are being shoved onto the fucking website by the idiots who wrote it. I don't need to see a fucking video of always, it's always a woman or a minority. You go to meetup.com, there's a fucking video playing in the background of a woman or a minority doing, I don't need to see a fucking video of somebody doing something. I just want to fucking log into meetup.com and see if the group I'm in is having a fucking meetup today or not. That's all. That's all I fucking want. But no, we have to make everything so fucking complicated. Everything has to be flashing and moving and advertisements and pop-ups. Then there's WordPress. Oh, WordPress. WordPress, you cocksucking fuckers at WordPress, and especially you fucking morons at Jetpack. See, WordPress has officially crested. You heard it here first, guys. WordPress has crested. It was invented. Somebody wrote the code. It did good shit. They made it better. It got better. It got better. It got better. It got really, really good. And now we're on the downslide. See, now WordPress has reached the point where it does everything a normal person, you know, a person who's had a girlfriend before, a person who might have a girlfriend currently, a person who has friends and hobbies and a job, you know, a person who has a fucking life. WordPress, about 8 months ago, did everything a fucking non-loser needed it to do. At this point, we have now reached the point where the fucking morons at WordPress and at fucking Jetpack are putting shit in there, not because it's needed, but because we just have to shove more shit in there in order to make it different and more complex, because different and more complex is better. Jetpack used to have a usable fucking interface. You could go in and look, hey, here's all the Jetpack modules. There they are. They're like there. They're right there. There's a little square. Each module has its own square. It tells you what the module does. There's a button to turn it on or turn it off. It's all on one fucking page. Nice, easy, usable. Jetpack has OmniSearch. It's a search function. You fucking type something in, it searches your entire WordPress database. You can find code in your pages, in your post, whatever, right? Oh, glorious. It was fucking glorious. It was beautiful. And that's why the fucking computer programmers, the software programmers, computer programming software, a little bit different, software programmers, oh no, No, no. Oh, fuck no. We couldn't just fucking leave that alone, could we? No, because it was usable. It worked really fucking well. Oh, no, we've got to fuck that up. We've got to make it more complex, because more complex is better. You know, if you are a fucking programmer at Jetpack, or if you know someone who is, send them this podcast. Guys, here's how you make your software better, okay? Everybody who works at Jetpack, I think the actual name of the company is Automatic, but I don't give a shit, okay? All of you, here's how you make your software better. Every one of you, you come to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, okay? You come to my house, you guys stand outside on the street, each of you signs a waiver, and then I will walk down the fucking line and I will smash every fucking one of you in the face with a baseball bat. That would make your software fucking perfect, because you are the dumbest fucking cocksuckers who have ever walked the fucking planet Earth. You took something perfectly fucking good and you fucked it up. The user interface is now a complete piece of shit. The excuse I saw on the internet, so it must be true, is that, well, we're trying to bring it more in line with the user interface on WordPress.com. Well, guess what? People who use WordPress on their own fucking sites don't use WordPress.com. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. The old UI was perfectly fine. And then they took out the fucking OmniSearch. And what's really hilarious is if you look on the fucking release notes, removing OmniPress is listed as a fucking enhancement to a fucking software. To a fucking software programmer, removing a feature that people use is an enhancement. Okay? You're using a different fucking definition of the word enhancement than normal people use, because you're a fucking idiot. It's a goddamn piece of shit. Then, so I needed the fucking OmniSearch. I got around this by downgrading the plugin to the older version that still had it. So then I have to reauthorize with Jetpack. Because when you use Jetpack on your WordPress site, you have to have a WordPress.com account because I need to drink a little martini. So this is the first martini I've made with the Boodles gin. It is better than average, but it's not as good as Plymouth. Gotta stick with Plymouth, guys. I'm telling you, it's Plymouth gin is where it's at. You have to have a WordPress.com account because Jetpack uses the servers at WordPress.com to do a lot of crunching. For example, it tracks your site stats for you. And I use those site stats over the Google Analytics because I think they're more useful. Actually, and see, Jetpack has great features, and then it does other things, you know, like optimizing images for the internet. So you upload your picture, and Jetpack via a module called Photon, it will optimize your image so for serving up based on the device. So it does a lot of neat stuff, and it utilizes the servers at WordPress.com to do this. Once again, notice how it's relying on, this is the giant flaw that you don't understand this. And it's fine. I don't give a flying shit that you don't understand it. Because when Comixology turns off the fucking features and you lose it and you stand there with your dick in your hand, I will laugh at you. This is the problem of relying on somebody else's servers to do work for you. I see all these stupid, well, it's in the cloud. It's perfectly, there's no cloud. There is no fucking cloud. When you tell me your shit is in the cloud, you're a fucking moron. The great one, did you just call me a moron? Yes, I did. If your shit is in the cloud, you're a fucking moron. There is no such thing as the cloud. There is only other people's computers. When your shit is in the cloud, your files, your information, your pictures, your social security number, is on somebody else's computer. And when that somebody else steals your information, or allows your information to be hacked, or just turns off their servers, your shit is gone. What was that? Remember back in the days? I mean, really back in the days, there was GeoCities and stuff like that, which is gone. Where's your GeoCity website? Oh, it's gone. But then their Apple had that free website service. I can never remember now what it's called. But I knew a number of people, a number of them photographers, their website was hosted on this free, basically it was GeoCities, but it was run by Apple. You could go there, you make an account, you get a free website. Kind of like Jetpack.com, except I think Jetpack.com actually makes money. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But then when Apple shut that down, bang, everybody who had a free, it's free. See, it's like healthcare, it's free. It's like birth control, it's free. It just falls from the sky. It's fucking free. Everybody who had these free websites, when Apple shut that shit down, their website was gone. There is no fucking cloud, guys. There's other people's computers. Dropbox. I use Dropbox. And I back my fucking Dropbox contents up regularly. Because in 17 minutes... Dropbox might go out of business. They might turn their computers off and everything I have on Dropbox is gone. There's no fucking cloud, you fucking morons. There's other people's computers. That's it. That's all there is. It's like taking your money and giving it to somebody else to hold. It's like, no, they now have your money. They can take that, they can take the cash and they can go to the store and they can buy shit. There's nothing you can fucking do about it. You can whine and cry like a fucking bitch and look for a safe space, but no. You gave them your money. They can do what they want. There's no fucking cloud. There is no fucking cloud. There is other people's computers. Okay. Where was I going? There's so much anger. Oh my God, there's so much fucking anger. I need some fucking Zen. Okay, I'm trying to remember where I was in the whole rant. They took out the OmniSearch. Oh! Okay, so Jetpack uses the fucking WordPress.com servers. So I go through all this agony of figuring out, because I'm going, where the fuck is OmniSearch? Where the fuck is OmniSearch? Why does the interface suck? Why can I not find anything? Where? And then it's like, oh, and I finally figure out, so I downgrade, so then I have to reauthorize with Jetpack. I have to reauthorize Jetpack over at WordPress.com for it to function. So I fucking do that, I type it, and bang! And the first page that comes up after authorization is this page at WordPress.com that says, which plan would you like to buy? And there's the fucking cheap plan, the medium plan, the expensive plan with the price tags on it. And down at the bottom, under the fold, there's this tiny little box that says, free. Where you get your free account that you don't have to pay for. But remember, you're paying for it because all the information, Jetpack, giving Jetpack access to your website, gives them access to everything on your website, which they are then spidering, downloading, and selling to corporations to make money. There is no privacy on the internet, guys. There's no fucking privacy on the internet. There is no cloud. And there is no privacy. But it's like, hold it, you fucking cocksuckers. I just spent 2 fucking hours dealing with the fact that you fucked up this fucking, that you fucked up Jetpack, that you fucked up the user interface, that you fucking took out the fucking component that I need to fucking use. I've wasted 2 fucking hours of my life dealing with your fucking bullshit from you fucking software program. And we're gonna change the UI because that's a great idea. We're going to take stuff out that people use and call it an enhancement. I've never had a girlfriend, but I saw a girl one time on the internet in this YouTube video. Oh my God, I'm going to go write some PHP code. You change all, and then the first thing I see is you fucking asking me for money? Fuck you. Fuck you. And give us money. Hey, here's my ball sack. Will you take that? Put my... morons who write computer code. Adding complexity isn't better. Taking features out that people use isn't better. You motherfuckers have got to learn to recognize when you have reached the point that what you have done is good, just like it is, and then you have to fucking stop. Right? When I record a podcast, I don't sit and record a podcast and then go back and fucking edit it and then re-record some parts. Right? Like in the previous podcast where I fucked up and I said 22% of women instead of 26 because I fucked up the math. I didn't go back and try to fucking tweak it or fucking fix it. No, you have to learn to recognize when what you have done is sufficient. Like, we have written a plugin for WordPress. It is called Jetpack. It has this user interface and it's easy to use. And we has this features and people like these features, and we're just gonna leave these because you can turn every feature on or off individually. That's one of the great things about Jetpack. If you don't want OmniSearch, you just turn it off. But no, and you're there and you got the fucking modules inside Jetpack and you got the user and you just fucking leave it alone. You just fucking leave it the fuck alone. But oh no, we're gonna make it better because we're gonna change shit. Hey, why don't you focus on fucking fixing all the giant fucking holes in the WPA2 security over the fucking Wi-Fi? Why don't you worry about that for a fucking change? All of you out there who fucking write code. Instead of fucking things up for the people who use your shit, why don't you try making it usable, Amazon.com? Why am I fucking searching for a fucking item using the fucking title that is on fucking Amazon.com on the fucking page I'm looking at and I can't fucking find it? Hey, Firefox, why don't you just make your browser fucking work and stop worrying about shoving homosexuality down my fucking throat? I'm only a little bit angry, just a little bit.